strife, Asia's inevitable and unavoidable descent into World War II. Written by John R. Huber, narrated by Ty Lasky. Ryuji's smile never faltered. He leaned forward, his eyes gleaming with a certainty that Ichiro found both reassuring and unsettling. "The Americans are weak, Ichiro. They won't challenge us. Our destiny is clear. The West is crumbling, and we are here to rebuild it in our image." The certainty in Ryuji's voice made Ichiro's stomach churn. He wanted to believe his brother, wanted to share in his confidence. But the doubts gnawed at him, relentless. How could they be so sure? The price of war was never as simple as victory or defeat. It was the lives shattered in between. The quiet was broken by their father's voice, low and grave. "We've seen the rise of militarism before," he said softly, his hands pausing mid-meal. "In the Meiji Restoration, in the wars we fought, we saw the hunger for power. But power is not without its cost. I have lived through wars, Ichiro. I've seen families torn apart. I've seen what happens when a nation is consumed by pride." Ichiro's heart tightened at his father's words. His father had been a man of strength, but also one who had lived through the destruction of war. The weight of those experiences bore down on Ichiro, urging him to reconsider, to step back from the fervor that seemed to possess Ryuji and many others in Japan's military. "Father, we can't ignore our duty," Ichiro said, his voice steady despite the fear bubbling within him. "Japan is strong. This alliance will bring us into the future." But Haruka's voice cut through the tension, quiet but firm. "And what future will that be, Ichiro?" She met his eyes, her gaze unwavering. "I'm worried about the children. I'm worried about our future."